You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, are you ready to dig some rhythm and blues? I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, the show that spotlights 1940s and 50s R&B. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. These great records inspired Elvis and Buddy Holly, the Beatles, the Kinks, and the Stones. And now, baby, they're gonna inspire you. We're dedicating the next hour of the show to one of the great unsung heroes of New Orleans rhythm and blues, Smiley Lewis. Today he's best remembered for his 1955 R&B hit, I Hear You Knockin', which went to the pop charts only when covered by Gail Storm. Smiley Lewis only had 4 R&B hits and never crossed over to the pop chart himself. Songwriter, producer, arranger, bandleader Dave Bartholomew, who signed Lewis to Imperial Records, referred to him as a hard luck singer. That's because even though the arrangements were great, the tunes were fantastic, and Smiley's delivery was right on target, the cat just didn't have the career that he deserved. As you'll hear on today's program, Smiley had a great voice and could really sing. Now, with this being the juke in the back, I'm going to play more of his early recordings than his later ones, but we're going to cover from about 1947 to 1956. Now, baby, let's go way on back to the beginning. He was born Overton Lemons on July 5th, 1913, near De Quincey, Louisiana, which isn't too far from Lake Charles. His mother, Lily Mae, died when he was just a small child, so young Overton was raised mostly by his father and various aunts. Now, baby, the way the story goes, Overton jumped a slow-moving freight train on its way to New Orleans. Once in New Orleans, he settled in with a white family with the surname Lewis. He was so appreciative of all the help that they provided him, he took on their name. And thus he became Overton Lewis. But you see, he got the name Smilin' Lewis, or Smiley Lewis, because he was missing some of his front teeth. During the 1930s, he played a lot of the clubs and bars in the French Quarter down in New Orleans, accompanied by pianist Tuts Washington. Soon after World War II, Smiley joined up with Kid Mollier, with drummer Herman Seals, and they formed a trio and started playing the clubs on Bourbon Street. In 1947, he cut his first sides for Deluxe Records. Only one single was released, though, on Deluxe. It was Here Comes Smiley, backed with Turn On Your Volume. It got some local airplay, but didn't do anything nationally. It's Tuts Washington on piano, with Smiley Lewis on guitar. Let's hear his very first record now, as we feature the highly underrated, but incredibly influential, Smiley Lewis. Let's dig on. Here comes Smiley.
History. and I never was so bright. But now I'm coming at you, trying to make it through the light. Here comes Smiley, please let him in. If I ever get you questioned, there's no telling why I will.
Nah. This week's feature, Smiley Lewis, right here on the Juke in the Back. That was recorded in 1950 with his new label, Imperial Records. He was discovered and signed to Imperial by talent scout Dave Bartholomew, whose band is backing Smiley up on that. The original label reads Smiley Lewis and His Sextet. It was recorded by Cosimo Matassa at J&M Recording Studios, where Bartholomew's band was basically the house band. To me, it sounds like he's evoking the sound of Professor Longhair on that record. And like all great blues songs, it cops lyrics from other places. For example, that line, 6 months ain't no sentence, and a year ain't no time, was directly lifted from Junkers Blues by Champion Jack Dupree. And who knows, it probably goes back a lot further than that. T-Nana did so much locally in New Orleans that it was immediately covered by Harry Van Walls for the Atlantic label. Smiley was definitely on his way, but he wouldn't have his first hit for another couple of years. This next tune was probably cut in June of 1950, and it became Smiley's next single for Imperial Records. Here's Slide Me Down. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the great, underrated Smiley Lewis this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Slide me down.
Smiley Lewis with If You Ever Loved a Woman. What a great blues that is, baby. If you ever loved a woman and you caught her running round, ain't but one thing for you to do. Pack your clothes and put her down. Because, baby, you're never coming back from that. There ain't nothing you can do. No way to save it. Smiley Lewis laying the knowledge on ya. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back as we feature the great and highly underrated Smiley Lewis, one of the premier New Orleans cats, who became sort of an ambassador for that New Orleans sound. Of course, another great architect of the New Orleans sound, Dave Bartholomew, and his band were backing Smiley up on these records, and Dave was also writing many of these records. That one, though, If You Ever Loved a Woman, was written by Smiley Lewis himself. Up next, Smiley's first national hit, The Bells Are Ringing. It hit number 10 on the national R&B chart in September of 52, and it was written by both Smiley and Dave Bartholomew. Here it is, The Bells Are Ringing.
Some people love to make love in the winter.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Rosemarie Giannotto. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat making you want to jump, dive, and wail.
That's a great jump record. Lily Mae, named after his mother, Lily Mae, who died when he was very young. That's Smiley Lewis, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. He's so great and yet doesn't get the credit he deserves for being one of the real ambassadors of early rhythm and blues out of New Orleans. Of course, it didn't hurt that Dave Bartholomew's band is backing him up on that. Earl Palmer on drums, and that great saxophone is probably played by either Lee Allen or maybe Herb Hardesty. Lily Mae was the great jump flip side of his first hit, The Bells Are Ringing, which you heard before that. Bells Are Ringing to me sounds a lot like Lottie Miss Claudie, and of course Bartholomew's band was backing Lloyd Price on Lottie, and they're backing Smiley Lewis on The Bells Are Ringing. It's also interesting that both of those songs have a similar vibe to them, and they both charted. Up next, a record that was issued by Imperial in late 1952, but unfortunately missed the national charts. It did get airplay around his adopted hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana. And rightly so, for it's called Gumbo Blues. Here's Smiley Lewis on the Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
to 99.
Having ourselves a grand old time at Caldonia's party. That's Smiley Lewis, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Of course, it's referencing Caldonia, one of the great characters from many an R&B song in the 40s and 50s. Again, it sounds like it's capitalizing on Lottie Miss Claudie and Fats Domino's The Fat Man. Before that, a tune written by Link Davis called Big Mamu. What a great New Orleans classic that is. It was issued by Imperial during the spring of 1953. Up next, another tune written by Dave Bartholomew. This one he first gave to Smiley Lewis to cut in 53. Then after it got regional airplay, Bartholomew gave it to Fats Domino, and a few years later, Blue Monday would be a huge national hit. It would hit number one on the R&B charts and cross over to number 23 pop for Fats Domino. But Smiley Lewis had the original, so let's hear it now, baby. Here's Blue Monday.
Automobile.
you've got a good little car, baby, but too many drivers at your wheel. Time, two drivers at night. You know the fellas ain't gonna treat your little car right. Now you ask me, baby, how do I feel? Put one arm around me and one on the wheel. Please, please, baby, let me ride in your automobile. Got a good little car, baby, but too many drivers at the wheel.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Smiley Lewis, and they dug real deep into the juke in the back to pull out a gold one, baby. Here's his version of the 1936 classic, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. It was originally recorded in the mid-30s by Tommy Dorsey, but nobody did it like Smiley Lewis, and that's why it's this week's Great 78. Spinning off of Imperial Records from 1954, it's Smiley Lewis with I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe. I'm giving you my heart. Oh, I love you. And you alone were meant to be. Darling, Dublin, sugar pie, God bless your soul. Please give your love and your heart to me. And say we'll never part. You see, honey, you just don't understand. I do everything I can for you. You just ain't satisfied. I don't know what you want. You want a moon or something?
Yeah, but you see, you don't want to do the right thing.
Well, I mean, what do you call a right thing?
Well, you stay out all night.
I stay out all night? Where? Well, you know, I gotta get outside and make you some money some kind of way.
Well, that's all right, but I love you right on.
I say, yes, baby, all right. See, after everything is all said and done, I'm gonna be home with you every night. Please believe me. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'm giving you my heart.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You went away and left me alone. figure not to go, but you said goodbye.
The biggest hit of his career from the summer of 1955, it's Smiley Lewis with I Hear You Knockin'. That memorable piano line that opens the tune is played by the great Huey Piano Smith. That went to number 2 on the National Rhythm and Blues chart. What kept him out of the top spot, you might ask yourself? Well, it was none other than the debut single from Chuck Berry, Maybelline. Still, Smiley's record was so big it even started to get play on pop stations. That is until Gail Storm released her cover version of I Hear You Knockin' on the Dot label. Incidentally, Gail Storm was only able to take it to number 2 on the pop charts. Then in 1971, Dave Edmunds brought the tune back, scoring a huge number 1 record in the UK and making it to number 4 stateside. It just shows you the legs that song has. It was written by Dave Bartholomew and Earl King under the name Pearl King. Its flip side, Bumpity Bump, is a tune that sounds like blues shouter Big Joe Turner would have been all over. So, hep cats and crazy kittens, let's flip that Imperial single over right now and dig on Bumpity Bump. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Smiley Lewis.
We'll be right back.
one night of sin is what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make the earth stand still. Don't call my name. Never did no wrong. Now I know that bad and wild life will cause me nothing but harm. One night of sin is what I'm now paying for. The thing I did and I saw myself to blame.
Smiley Lewis with the Fantabulous One Night, and thankfully that one was a hit for him. One Night went to number 11 during March of 1956 on Imperial Records. That one was also written by Dave Bartholomew and Earl King. Of course, Elvis would cut the first version of that in 1957, where he kept the lyrics the same. That version remained unreleased until the 1990s. Then Elvis would record it one more time, this time with cleaned up lyrics. Instead of One Night of Sin is What I'm Now Paying For, he changed it to One Night with You is What I'm Now Praying For. Elvis's version went to number 4 on the pop charts and number 10 on the rhythm and blues chart. Smiley Lewis, who was riding on a wave of fame at this point, certainly wasn't done. He would hit number 9 during the summer of 1956 with the single Please Listen to Me. This was his fourth and final charting record, and it was written by Dave Bartholomew. Let's dig on it right now, baby. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, the highly underrated Smiley Lewis with Please Listen to Me.
Don't be that way. Why do you and don't be that way, because you know I need you so, and I will never let you go.
The great Smiley Lewis with She's Got Me Hook, Line, and Sinker from mid-1956. I'm Matt the Cat, and that's going to wrap up this week's show on one of the great underrated talents out of New Orleans, one of the kings of New Orleans R&B, Overton Lemons, but better known to the world as Smiley Lewis. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now, Smiley continued to record for Imperial Records until the end of the decade. He was dropped by the label in 1959. At that point, through the mid-60s, he recorded for several other labels, including Knight, OK, Loma, and even Dot. But success tragically eluded this hard luck singer. By 1966, he was seriously ill. Lewis died at the age of 53 on October 7th, 1966, in New Orleans. He was a true pioneer who unfortunately didn't get his due during his lifetime, but we certainly appreciate him today. Let's go out with one of his most jumpinest, jivinest tunes. It was featured in the 1957 Warner Brothers picture, Baby Doll. And man, it's a scorcher. Closing down this week's Juke in the Back on Smiley Lewis with Shame, Shame, Shame. I'll catch y'all on the flip side next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Right.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.